Radio Ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Amen. All he needs is one. Many times God used one, but he'll search for that one that will believe him and take him for his word. In the Old Testament, the enemy always, especially religious minded people, the ones that were supposed to be serving God, but when the prophetic word would come forth, the religious minded people would be the ones to shut down the prophetic word, to stop the prophetic voice, to disrupt the frequency, simply because, like many of us, they were so comfortable with, you know, having the people, the majority of people under their rule, being in control, being admired, you know, having the high seats, and so they didn't want a lot of things to change. But God is the God of change. And if we understand, if we flow with him, he's not trying to take something from us. He's trying to get a great more deal to us. But tell somebody, you got to pass through the rite of passage. God's not going to put stuff in your hand that's going to destroy you. And people can say all they want. If they had this amount of money, that amount of money, God sometimes keeps things from you because he knows it'll kill you. It'll destroy you. You may live physically, but like Adam and Eve, you may be dead while you're living, because that got your attention and got your affections away from God. And so God withholds in order that it doesn't destroy you. But he needs to raise up financiers. He needs to raise up people that become very wealthy. Look at somebody and ask him, could that be you? Well, you know, money's evil. No, money ain't evil. The Bible, no, you read your Bible wrong. You know, money's evil. Money, where does it say that in the Bible? It says the love, those spirits of covetousness and greed, theft. The love of money is the root of all evil, all right? Not having it. Tell somebody, you need more of it. So we see where God says, I'm doing the work in your day, in your life, that if it were told you, you wouldn't believe it. If someone told you in detail, you wouldn't believe it. So God sends voices. God sends voices to tell you, to reaffirm, to speak to you again. All right? So, we saw, and I won't go here for the sake of time, but in Ezra 5 and 2, we saw where they were building. They had permission through Cyrus and the different kings, Xerxes. It took them 21 years to rebuild the temple, but they had permission. They had letters, and they also had prophets there, and they were helping them. Now, they had everything legal, but the prophets were there, and in chapter 6, verse 14, it says they prospered through the prophesying. That has stayed with me for so long, because God says true prosperity, that kind that people don't believe, is when you take hold of the prophetic word. Now we're going to all prosper because we serve the Lord. You know, you get a raise on your job, you know, good things happen, favor comes to you, but there's some stuff that's off the chain. God said, I'm doing something that you wouldn't believe it if it were told you. But this comes through the prophetic word. When you believe the prophetic word. As a matter of fact, let's go to 2 Chronicles real quick. I think it's 2 Chronicles chapter 20. 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 20. Look what the word of God says here. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper." Two things there. Two very foundational, fundamental things. Being established. But he said, believe the prophets. Believe the prophetic word. And there's prosperity. Amen? Amen? All right. So, they built and they prospered. We looked at last time when we were together, the prophetic flow. The prophetic flow. From Genesis, we see where there were rivers that came out of Eden that flowed into all the four parts. There were four parts that flowed out, and they led to different places we didn't discuss, but one where Pison led to a place called Hidadel where there was gold. Provision. Then we looked at John chapter 7, verse 38, where the Lord says, he that believes, remember it says, believe in the Lord, so shall you be established. Believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. He said in John 7, 38, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly. Okay, there comes a flow. Tell someone there's a river. That flows. All right? The river has to flow. It cannot be shut up or imprisoned, dammed up or blocked. It has to flow. God has a purpose in establishing his kingdom through you and I that's bigger than just you. Okay, let's establish that fact. You're anointed and you prosper not just for you. Amen. The amens were very scattered, but that's all right. We don't prosper just for us. It's not just for you to live in a glass house, for you to, you know, just enjoy the spoils and, you know, everybody else suffers. No, God prospers you to be a blessing. You are blessed to be the blessing. You are giving resources to be a resource. Amen. Okay, so we've established that there's a river flowing. In Ezekiel, the same thing. The man showed Ezekiel a river that flowed from under the altar. And all this is symbolism, shadows. But it flowed from under the altar. Right now, the altar is in your heart. It's not. This is not the altar. Yeah, this is plexiglass. You know, we use it, but the altar is your heart. Amen. Wherever you are, there's an altar. It's in there. And so out from the altar flowed a river. And he measured it. And the first measurement, it was only a river to the ankles. It was yet it was a river. He went further out, and the river was to the knees. Went further out to the loins, further out. He finally got to a place where it was a river that could not be passed over. In other words, some other laws were enacted. He could walk out to waist deep and even neck deep, but he couldn't pass over the river without enacting other laws, without being governed by other laws. Amen? Amen? All right. So, having established that, if we're going to pass through this river, there comes a dependence upon Holy Spirit. Amen. A dependence, a trust. Let me ask you, can you trust him? Isn't it amazing about God? God will give you or cause you or call you to do things that you don't know how. You don't know how to do it. You don't know what to do. You don't know all the answers, but yet he called you. So what he calls you to first is a dependence, a trust. Ask someone, do you trust God? Do you really trust God? That doesn't mean that we become passive and idle, but it means that we come into a place of trust. Remember the song, Leaning on Jesus? How did you feel when you came out the wilderness? Leaning on the Lord. Like Jacob, he was leaning, he was holding on to him. All right, so in order to pass through, there have to be a dependence upon the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, get that verse, Ezekiel 47. Now here is why we must believe and move in the spirit of prophecy. Now this river, everywhere it went, it brought life to the land. Just like the river that flows out of you, it changes atmospheres. It pushes darkness back. You know, they're everywhere the sole of your feet tread, the land that you walk on, what you carry, impacts how the earth operates. This river, it brought life to the land wherever it went. Now, it says something very interesting here. Well, let me read it. I'm going to start at verse number 6 of Ezekiel 47 and read through verse 11. It says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, These waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, which moves whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live where the river comes. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi even unto En-Eglaim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many." In other words, very, very fruitful. Now here, verse 11 says, "But the miry places thereof and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt." Now, in this portion of scripture, we see where the man led Ezekiel out into the deep water.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.